Hey guys, welcome back to Go Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm Sam.
I'm Jenna.
And we're really excited for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for all the feedback and for listening to last week's I'm Bitter Part 1. And this week we are back with I'm Bitter Part 2.
So, like Sam said, last week's episode we dived all into friendships and bitterness that comes with that. And we kind of explored the whole topic of friendship breakups. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely give it a listen. It's a little bit of a longer one, but it's because we dived into a lot. So anyways, moving on to today's episode, I'm Bitter Part 2, we're going to go to the flip side of things. So you probably already guessed it, but we're talking about boys. So Sam, I guess like the best way to start this off, I have like a question for you. So have you ever had a friend that they get into a relationship and they completely, like, start to act different and change?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the both of us can say that about each other. And I, like, just watching us go through different, called out right from the beginning. Like, yes, and I think it's so frustrating when you see one of your friends just change, like, in behavioral ways, like, emotional ways. Just, like, because you know they're going through it and I feel like it's hard to realize when you're looking at somebody from the outside until you, like, go through it yourself and, like, have to pick yourself up from rock bottom out of that. But, no, it is frustrating when you see somebody you, like, care about change just because of somebody new in their life.
Yeah, and even, like, for people you don't care about as much, like, I don't know, I feel like I've seen so many people, college especially, such like an eye-opening experience because you're surrounded by so many people and like even people that you're not necessarily like friends with but you know of, and like there's so many people that become like in your little community at college where you're like not even close friends but you know of that person, you're like, oh, they just broke up with this person or they just got with this person, whatever. And it's very interesting because like even people like that you see, sometimes you could even see through social media how someone has changed when they got a boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, significant other. And I think it's very interesting. I think we've experienced it. We've seen it. A lot of people see it. So, I mean, this episode, I feel like we should just kind of dive into what it's like when you get changed by a person or you decide to change. And I feel like that really ties in the whole bitterness aspect because there's been times where I feel like I've kind of lost myself a little bit in a relationship or not even like a dating relationship. Like it could be just someone that you're kind of hanging out with. Like it doesn't even have to be someone you dated. And I feel like that's something that's really hard to kind of cope with and not talked about a lot. But it's almost that bitterness of like letting someone else get the best of you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, when they think of, oh, like I'm bitter about how this or this ended, like, with this boyfriend or this person that I was seeing, like, I feel like it's very easy to assume that that person did something really awful, and they probably did, or, like, it ended really badly, or maybe it, like, ended really, like, on a good note, but, like, I feel like, for me, most of the things, if I think about my experiences and my relationships and how, like, I've been affected, the bitterness doesn't come really toward the person, but rather toward how that person made me alter the way I acted in order to like gain like something from them or to feel accepted or like to get that attention I felt I deserved. And I feel like so many people can relate to that because you don't realize how much you change yourself or lose yourself in seeking somebody else's approval almost, or like seeking something else from someone. And like the bitterness isn't exactly toward that person's behavior because clearly they're just like toxic and that's just how they act around people. It's not really you, but the way that you let yourself go, like that's where my bitterness probably would come from.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I feel like the biggest part of the bitterness, I think so many people just assume it's like, oh, you're bitter because you're upset about how the relationship ended, or you're bitter like you're upset how they acted towards you, whatever it may be. But I feel like not enough people really touch on the fact that, like, there's this whole bitterness aspect that comes from within. And it's, like, when you're in a relationship, good or bad, you're obviously changing one way or another because you're going from being alone and only thinking about yourself to, even if you're not dating someone, you start to think about that person. So when you go from that, like, singleness, only individual mindset to thinking about someone else, I feel like you kind of, everyone changes, and it's natural. It's going to happen, like, the second you start thinking about someone besides yourself. But I think that's when it's super important to kind of reflect and go back to looking at yourself. Because something for me that I've always told myself is, like, whatever relationship I get into or whatever happens to me, I, like, kind of made a promise to myself, I guess. I don't want to be in a relationship if I can't be confident in myself. And I feel like that's where the bitterness comes from. If you get into something without being confident in who you are and having, like, confidence in how you act and everything, then I think that's where it really stems from. Because there's this, like, saying, it's kind of stupid, but it's so true. And it's like, you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. And I think that's such a good example for bitterness when it comes to relationships and, like, pre-relationship, present, during the relationship, and post-relationship. And I think that a lot of the bitterness comes from the fact that you might not have focused on that throughout the relationship.
Yeah, and I think, like, it's a whole realization aspect that unfortunately doesn't happen for most people when you're in it. It always tends to happen afterwards. Like, I think bad breakup, good breakup, or, like, however things happen with whatever person. Because this, like, obviously we're focusing more on, like, boyfriend stuff, but this is also the same almost as it is with friendships. Like, you can lose yourself in those kind of infectious people, but also it's the bitterness for me comes from, like, how did I let myself do that? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and that person could be a constant reminder of the fact that I, like, lost myself in that way. And it's, and recognizing that is important for when, just like you were saying, like, you get into something new that's actually really beneficial and, like, gonna help you grow. You kind of have to challenge yourself to, like, pay attention to avoiding any sort of way that you might lose yourself, and sticking, like, being confident and sticking to your, like, values, and just really being aware of who you are. Because I think if you're that proactive at the beginning, then you really, like, are setting yourself up for success and setting the relationship up for success.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And I think sometimes I think back to, like, those stereotypical relationship things. I don't know what the right terminology for it is, but you always, like, in the movies or in TV shows, books, whatever, you see, like, the classic girl who gets a haircut and cuts all of her hair off, or she dyes her hair, or she does something to change herself after a breakup, or almost like a symbolic thing that you don't even realize you're doing for different reasons. And sometimes you're, and, like, one of those reasons could just be for yourself too, obviously. Like, there's been, you and I are very much in tune with dyeing our hair. We've had our hair dye eras. I feel like we both didn't really get into that until college, just because, I don't know, maybe having, like, some actual personal income for once in our lives. But it's just funny because I feel like for us, like speaking about myself personally, there's been times where, like, oh, there's this one time I, like, cut my hair really short during college, just, like, 2 years ago or something. Yeah, I think so. And, oh, that was terrible. And in the moment, I was, like, loving it. But, you know, looking back, I'm like, wow, I look so much better with long hair. And even stuff like that, it's, like, all fun and games to, like, think about it. But it's, like, where is, like, the root of that coming from? And, like, for me, it's, like, oh, I cut my hair because I wanted to almost, like, show that I was different and that I'm changing. And I don't know, you might not even know, like, why you're doing something. You might just be doing it just to do it. But I don't know, I think it ties into the bitterness aspect where it's almost reclaiming yourself again. Like, for me, and I feel like you could agree with this, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like hair dyeing, as stupid as it sounds, it's, like, our way of, like, having control and showing that we, like, are back in control of, like, ourselves and our emotions and feelings. Like, you just dyed your hair again and you're back in control. You know, like, it sounds stupid, but you're in a healthy relationship right now. Like, you dyeing your hair now isn't, like, something that would be out of bitterness, but more so, like, confidence. And I think that's something important too. I feel like they're two sides of the same coin, bitterness and confidence. And lots of times bitterness, I think for me, comes from the fact that I'm not allowing myself to be confident.
Yeah, I think it's a huge part of when you dig yourself really deep into a hole that, like, there's no way out of that because you can't find, like, any sort of, like, reason to, because you already let yourself go. But the hair thing is very true. When I, like, got into my now relationship, I dyed my hair red because I don't know. I wanted to go back into my, like, stable, like, brunette era, and I knew it would fade out into a nice brunette. But, like, it was kind of, like, a new era for me, and I was, like, finally in something healthy, wanted to try something new because, like, this was all new for me. And obviously, I'm back to my normal color, and we're still very happy together. But, like, no, it is a funny, like, symbolic little trope that it does remain true among, like, all girls, whether that's, like, I bit all my nails off because I got anxious and, like, I'm not doing too hot, but, like, or, like, I got a new nail set or I got my hair dyed and I'm just, like, really, like, taking control over this because I just need that, which, I don't know, I definitely agree.
Yeah, I think it's funny, like, I feel like so many of us, like, we make fun, but it's honestly true. Like, for me, I mean, both Sam and I dye our hair sometimes, occasionally. But, like, for us, I feel like it's a confidence thing, and it's a control freak thing. Like, I like to look my best, and I'm a control freak, but I also care about, like, how I look, because I'm someone who thinks, like, you put on a good outfit, and it immediately changes your mood. Like, I am a firm believer of that, so, like, when my hair is looking fire, I'm sorry, but, like, when my hair is looking good, I feel good. And it sounds, like, cliche and stupid, but I think, like, turning that into, like, something that you see as, like, a control thing really kind of opens your mind, because going back to the whole, like, relationships and bitterness thing, I think a lot of us get stuck in, like, a mindset post-breakup, especially something I think about, or, like, post, even, again, going back to the friendship thing, it's the same exact thing. You get in a mindset post-boyfriend relationship, post-friendship breakup, anything, where you're kind of, like, what just happened, and you kind of reflect a lot. You're like, wait, did I lose myself? How did I get into this? What did I do? Like, almost, like, retracing your steps, and I don't know, I think it's important to kind of, like, look back at that, because as much as it sucks to kind of rehash something and live it over again and, like, think over it, you don't want to overthink, but also it helps, like, looking back and reflecting, because it, you do learn a lot, and I've learned, like, so much just through not even just breakups, but, like, experiences with different people. Like, even if we didn't date, just, like, different experiences you learn so much from, and I think you learn the most about yourself, though. Like, you learn a ton, but the most you learn is about yourself and, like, from inside.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, looking back and finding, not obsessing, but just, like, kind of finding the root of, like, where did I start to give where I wasn't getting, and, like, the saying, what is it, give a mouse a cookie or whatever, he takes a dozen, I don't know, or he asks for a glass of milk, you know, I'm like, what? You never heard that book?
Yes, I've heard the book, but
I don't know what the saying is.
Are you
but
trying
it's like,
to say, like, if you give a man a fish, he could eat a meal, but if you teach a man to fish, he could never be hungry again?
Yes.
Is that what you're
pretty much like that. But it's like, you give a little to someone and they'll take a lot eventually if you just kind of, like, let that go on. And I think that finding, you know, the pinpointing, and even if you can't, but, like, just understanding, like, where you might have let yourself go, that's with friends, relationships, whatever, like, that's important to understand, because then you can figure out moving forward how to avoid giving someone else the power to change you, and also that allows you to take back that power and avoid any further circumstances where you might put yourself in a position where you might hold this bitterness that you might think is resentment towards somebody else, but it is really your inner resentment toward yourself.
I think we get trapped in the kind of mindset of, well, how much is too much? And there's not, like, a right or wrong answer. Like, relationships, something I've learned is nothing is black and white ever. And you just have to, once you stop thinking of things like a right or wrong, or did I do the good thing? Should I have not done that? Then when you start to see things in just like the gray area, it makes so much more sense, because not everything is going to be so like cookie cutter. Oh my God, that was right, that was wrong. It was like, well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I think that's really what's kind of helped me understand myself in certain relationships that I've been in.
Yeah, same. And I think, like, obviously what we're saying is not easy. Like, we have all made mistakes, taken like one step forward, three steps back when it comes to losing ourselves and like giving too much, and just, you know, like, it's tough, especially like when you're still exploring who you are. But I think now with the era talk, we can enter our personal like accountability/advocate era, where you have to advocate for yourself and be accountable for what like you're putting yourself in, like the position that you're like putting your personality into. Like, I think moving forward, it's just important to be more mindful about like the people you're allowing in your life and how much you're like willing to give and what you really are trying to get, you know, and like doing that for you, not for anybody else. I think just to kind of tie it all together, trust, the honesty, the conversation, compassion, like having that obviously for your partner, that's what you have going into a relationship, but also like have that for yourself too. Don't lie to yourself. Don't let things kind of walk past you and like not have the other person take accountability, or that's just going to become routine. So I think moving forward, holding those values for yourself, and I think we both can learn from this, like, even though we're telling all of you guys this, but like I think we both can take personal note of these things, like holding yourself accountable for actually like having these values and like pursuing them actively, not just kind of letting the days go by and looking back and be like, wait a minute, what just happened? Like, what did I let pass by, whether that's on your end or like your partner's end or your friend's end. Like, I think the most important thing is just to maintain that sort of mindful awareness.
Yeah, and I think lots of times, just to wrap it up, like, we always look at the other person and we're like, oh, like, they're not a good communicator, or they're not really, like, trusting, whatever. And it's, like, it's just as, if not more important to look at yourself for that, too. Because not to say that you're doing anything wrong, but you got to hold yourself to the same standards that you expect from someone else. And also, I think it's important too, because by doing that, you might be able to like catch something before it gets bigger. And I feel like when people break up, lots of times that was like, whatever the reason you broke up for was probably not like a one-time thing, or maybe it was, and maybe it's a big thing, but it comes from deeper, like, habitual, like, habits and routine and stuff that they've been doing for a while, or they've just been accustomed to. So I think that's super important. But I don't know, I feel like this episode has been like a really good one to kind of tie this bitterness together. I feel like it's important to look at things full picture, and it's very enlightening to think of things this way.
Yeah, and I hope that you guys took something from this. I think we definitely kind of intertwined certain aspects of, you know, yes, relationships, but this is also like the bitterness, reflective this almost comes from your own perspective of yourself. So just keep advocating for yourself and checking yourself, keeping yourself in check for the things that you want in your life. And moving forward, I think Jenna and I both are going to be doing this a lot more, but we're really excited for you guys to hear what's in store for the rest of this season. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye, guys.